Cuban athlete Raciel González told the press he is confident in his options of getting a medal in the upcoming Special Pan American Games that will be celebrated in Lima, Peru. González, medalist in World Championships and Special Olympics, said he has worked hard to arrive to the Peruvian capital in the best possible form to compete in the 100-meter dash and in the long jump. Cuban athletes such as Omara Duran, five-time Special Olympic champion in track events, and Leonardo Diaz, multi-medalist in World Championships and Special Olympics in javelin throw, discus throw, and shot put, will be the highest-ranked athletes in the Cuban delegation. Cuba is bringing to Lima a total of 51 athletes, divided into 11 women and 40 men, that will compete in 10 different sports in this sixth edition of the Special Pan American Games. The Cuban volleyball team defeated Taiwan and now sums 3 wins and no losses in the Under-19 Volleyball World Championship in Tunisia. The Cubans started the game by winning first set 25-18, but they lost focus in the second set and lost it 17-25. The third and fourth sets were easily dominated by Cuba, 25-19 and 25-20, respectively. During the game, the Cubans showed superiority in every aspect of the game. The offensive performance was led by José Miguel Gutiérrez with 18 points, Victor Andreu with 15, and Eduardo Hernández with 11. Cuba is currently leading Group A of the competition with 8 points. Belarus and Tunisia are tied with 3 points, but they have played one less game than Cuba, while Brazil is sitting fourth, but they have only played one game so far. The Santa Spiritus Roosters defeated the Isla de la Juventud Pirates 8-7 and kept their edge from the Camagüey Bulls at the top of the leaderboard in the Cuban Baseball Series. The Roosters now have 9 wins and 2 losses, and they are followed closely in the leaderboard by the Camagüey Bulls, that with 7 wins and 3 losses are just 2 games behind. The win in the game was awarded to reliever Yankiel Mauri, while also reliever Wilber Perez carried the loss. Yunieski Dardo saved his 3rd game of the season. The Santi Spiritus offense was once again led by veteran Frederick Cepeda, who went 2-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. Heiser Cepeda, Frederick Cepeda's son, went 2-for-5 with an RBI, and Junior Mendoza and Diosmeli Salavarria both then drove in 2 runs. On the Pirates side, Alberto Calderon went 3-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. In the rest of the results, Las Tunas Lumberjacks defeated the Holguín Cubs 2-0, Villa Clara Azucareros defeated Pinar del Río Vegueros 4-3, Artemisa Hunters beat Mayabeque Tornadoes 13-5, Matanzas Crocodiles defeated Cienfuegos Elephants 10-6, Santiago de Cuba Wasps did the same to Ciego de Ávila Tigers 8-6, and Guantanamo beat the Industriales Lions 11-6. This was Abel Vasquez for the Sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.